I am the hottest thing you ever will see. You know I'm something it ain't easy to be. I am the neatest thing that ever hit town. There isn't anything that could bring me down. Don't care if you really want to hang around.
Wearing them?
Hey, gang. Yeah, I can tell that you're wearing your bikini because of the way you wiggle. You have a wiggle when you sit down.
Yeah.
You do this.
Yeah.
You're feeling good in your bikini briefs.
Hey, gang. Welcome to the podcast. We're talking about Witt's bikini briefs that he's wearing.
They're lucky.
I need to turn your ass down.
Are they lucky?
See?
Yeah.
Do you wear in your bikini briefs?
Well, they're lucky when we went gambling. I wore them for
they
luck.
They were not lucky,
no,
dude.
No. Listen to the spin I'm about to put on this. Okay. They're lucky because I lost that night, and now I know not to do that again. I learned a lesson.
Yeah. Because let's say you won a shitload of money, you would just gamble more.
Exactly.
And you would only just win more and more and more and more.
You can't.
There's not enough stuff that you can buy.
Hey, I might be doing a tour with y'all, of course, in September. And we might have to play Vegas.
That's totally fine with me.
That sounds
great.
I love
Vegas. I mean,
what's the problem?
The problem is that you have to watch us gamble.
No. We're doing the game. We're doing the rule again, which is you can't tell me to stop.
Okay.
You know you can't tell me to stop.
But that's just September. I was supposed to wait till February.
Well, when you're on tour, there are no rules.
Well, I did say unless a job takes me to a casino.
Spin.
You know what I mean? That was part of the rules whenever I was telling y'all in the car.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
Because I want to get behind that slot machine and go...
Have you ever seen anyone lose $1,000 that fast before?
Have you ever performed in Vegas? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was hell. And no, when I do a show,
in what kind of show are you doing in Vegas?
Just stand up show. No one will go.
Yeah, because everyone's fucking doing. Why would huff and puff?
Yeah, why would anybody want to go to a fucking comedy show in Las Vegas that isn't at a casino?
You could have the time of your life,
dude. You should. There is a guy that I watch on. YouTube Shorts now, or whatever the fuck that shit's called.
Don't cuss.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But, yeah, this is not a cussing podcast.
You shouldn't cuss, especially when it comes to YouTube.
Well, I took my cock out and I shat.
Excuse me?
What was the story I was telling?
Well, I watched a guy on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, and his favorite thing is to waste money on, he just blows his money on slots, and he's like really proud about it, and it's great.
Send me this guy.
I think people have sent it to you before.
Yeah, well, I love that shit. I mean, I want to go back to doing my system of blackjack, $400, and take it to the slots. I got to gamble a little smarter next time if I do go in September, but maybe I won't, and I'm not gonna force it.
Yeah, well, you also if you
Dude,
get a thousand,
you know,
patrons.
We're gonna go on tour. Even if we don't go to fucking Vegas, we're going to be in Kentucky somewhere, and there's going to be a place called the fucking Kentucky Joker off of fucking I-90 blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's even better than Vegas.
Just like every like shitty little, every shitty
been,
little casino
been,
we see.
And we'll be with Jeremy, who gets, he goes down the hole, you know, about as bad as I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be on my team.
Oh, you'll have someone on your team.
Oh
yeah, because normally me and Rod are normally up, and we just watch. We watch from afar.
No, Rod wins money, and then he begs us to leave.
No, I lose my money, and then
or either way, Rod's begging us to leave.
I'm not
and
begging
he's mad
anybody
at you the
to
whole
leave.
Time. Yeah, and I'm just trying to have fun and give everybody a good show. And listen,
maybe we have to stream it if it's legal.
Yeah,
to
last
stream
time
it,
we went
we
gambling. Remember last time we went gambling? Rod was like, we should go. Y'all should all go. And then Rod said to me privately, he was like, hey, Clay, you want to get groomed?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I think my hair is fine. And he goes, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah. But it's looking like we'll be going from North Carolina to L.A.
What is this for?
Just a tour. I got to do a show. We're doing the Hopscotch Festival with our friends Pavement.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, in North Carolina, and then I...
Pavement called and asked you to do
Wait,
it.
Do we have yeah. to... We do a tour there and back?
No. We just go there and then back. It's not long. It's like a...
So are you driving out
days.
There?
No. I'm going to have to rent a transit van because Buddy's going to play drums, Jeremy's on bass, Clay's on guitar, and Rod's on...
And you're doing headlining shows.
Rod. Yeah.
So there's a chance that you can win more money to gamble with.
Money is gone. There is no more money in touring unless I go back to doing comedy clubs, which I'm going to start pursuing again.
Yeah, why don't you do comedy clubs? Why don't you do like...
Because I don't have that kind of touring agent. It's a whole different ball game.
Do the Richfield Yackel or whatever it's called?
Dude, I would kill to do the Richfield Yackel. After all these tours, I would do the fucking Bobby Burger's bucket of laughs. Or
but you also have fun opening for your friends.
Well, yeah, but you just go broke. Mm-hmm. So you get yourself into some credit card debt.
Well, yeah. It's not so bad.
But it's okay. I'm getting out.
What are they going to do? Break your legs?
No, they ain't, but I wake up and I think about it. I've never been in debt in my whole life.
No, dude.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine, dude.
Yeah.
Who cares?
People are in a lot of debt. Think all the people who went to college and they have huge debt.
Ooh, speaking of college, I might go to college. What? I was thinking about going to college.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Community College.
LVCC?
I'd have to move there for 2 years, get my bachelor. Get my bachelor. Get my associates.
You maybe get like a credit. I think you get associates.
Yeah. Las Vegas Community College. If I had a little bit of fame, enough to get a Vegas gig.
You can get a residency.
I'm out. I'm bye-bye to Hollywood.
Yeah. Let's say this. Let's say you go gambling and you win $8 million.
Yeah.
What's the next audition you're doing?
I would be selective.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd get to be... You're in charge now.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on an audition in fucking 2 years.
I'm doing offers only right now.
Yeah, offers only, which means I'm playing a part of a dude who can't get a boner. And if he does, he, like, cries.
Yeah. Because I just booked a full-time job. It's called fucking Huff and Puff.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Huff and Puff every day. I'm doing 8 hours a day.
Isn't it crazy we know someone that's won $1 million? And I've never heard of that outside of that one friend.
Yeah, same.
Isn't that crazy? I'm watching all these, like, I'm watching a new guy called Mr. Handpay on YouTube.
Mr. Handpay. Dude, Mr. Handpay is a YouTuber who gambles big bucks.
Mm-hmm. And he does well in every one. So and he also has a great video where he talks about his D-Lucky experience.
He does.
He paid for a D-Lucky experience?
He went on. He loved it. D-Lucky. He loved which it if so y'all much. Don't know what D-Lucky is, check out D-Lucky experience. Mr. Hampay, he's getting darker and darker, though. Like, you can see because he's getting more successful as a YouTuber, so he's traveling now to go to these casinos, and he's doing deals with them, I think, where he's promoting casinos.
They, fly people out.
They fly them out. They give them, like, hey, if you spend X amount...
Or, like, here's, like, $10,000, make a thing, and make sure you mention the casino a bunch.
For sure, and it gets people so amped on going, too. It works. But you can tell it's taking a toll, you know? Like... He seems like he's staying up later and later and later. These people are mysteries. They're the most interesting people on the planet.
Yeah.
People who sit behind slot machines for 2 days straight. you could go up to any of them and do a documentary about them, and it would be better than...
What people thought were cool adventure guys in the past, in the 70s, was like a National Geographic guy who was exploring new areas with a film camera, and he comes back and reports what
makes
he saw.
Friends with a monkey.
Yeah, makes friends with a monkey,
and then he goes and sees the monkey two years later, and monkey remembers him.
Yeah, yeah,
beautiful.
But now those people are fucking casino YouTubers.
Yeah,
Mr. Handpay.
His name is Mr. Handpay.
Those are the people living the adventure.
He's getting so many handpays.
Sort of a brag.
Yeah, he kind of rocks.
Dude,
yeah.
We should have like a no reservation type show. Only casinos.
But we
imagine
tried
going
that.
Gambling in Europe.
Remember that pitch, though? We pitched that show that was... Well, we did one episode, but it's gone. It was, we go to a casino with the entire budget of the TV show for that episode, and we put it all on black.
Yeah.
On roulette. And then if we lose it, we got to stay the night... Stay up all night on the streets and figure out how to make ends meet for the night. And if we win it, we get to live the most expensive Vegas night imaginable. So we did it in the pilot and we won.
No, we actually lost.
No, we lost.
We like doubled down on it.
What?
Yeah, we lost. We actually did lose.
We lost, but we also only we did it a second time and then we won like $400.
We got back. We got back up. We were a little deceptive.
We realized that's not very much money.
But at the time it was. Remember how nice the hotel seemed?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a TV in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a TV in my bath, I mean, I take a bath every day. And as soon as I sit in there, I'm popping out my phone. I drop my phone in the bathtub once a week.
It's fine. You could just do that. It's not a big deal.
Y'all looking at the phone in the bath?
Yeah.
I'm sometimes looking at the phone in the shower.
I'm not looking at the phone in the shower.
No phone zone in the bath.
I don't really. That's when I think, oh, I want to look at Instagram or YouTube. And I go, no. Wait till you're in the bath. No.
I mean, I like that. But my bath time is just.
Sit in your stew.
Sit in my stew.
Sit in your stew and think.
Just sit in my stew and think. What am I thinking about? I don't know.
Nah, I'm like watching YouTube.
Dude, I haven't sat with my thoughts. 3 years.
What?
I have not sat with my thoughts in 3 years.
Why not?
Sometimes I'll go to the doctor. I'll sit in the waiting room. I'm like, don't look at your phone.
See what happens.
Or don't look at anything. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to pick up this Town & Country magazine. Check out what's going on.
Well, yeah, you got to look at the terrible magazines.
Yeah.
Or you can watch Judge Judy on mute.
Fuck, I wish.
They usually got Judge Judy on.
Damn. Went to the doctor yesterday.
Yeah, that go.
What do you
say? It's bad.
What happened?
I got to get a knee replacement.
He tell you stink?
You got to get a knee
Rod,
replacement.
Be serious.
Yeah, be serious for 1 second, dude.
No, he said I got to get a partial knee replacement. Worst case scenario. Best case scenario is I have to get a cadaver meniscus replacement. Either way, both year long, 1 year recovery.
What the fuck?
Can I still gamble, doc?
Can I still gamble, doc? Yeah, as long as you're sitting down. That's what he said.
Good.
So I'm not doing it.
1 year.
No, I'm getting it. I get an MRI next week, and he's gonna tell me which one I need. And I think no matter what, I'm not.
Mr. Idiot.
That's gonna be my YouTube name.
No, you said you're getting an MRI. Mr. Idiot.
Is that Mr. Idiot?
Yeah. Anyway, so. I don't think I'm doing them no matter what. He says if I get one of these surgeries, it'll give me another 7 to 10 years, and he believes...
Of life?
of being able to walk around.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck?
What the deuce?
And he says he believes by then the science will
dude,
have caught
dude,
up.
Dude, stop. Stop. Tell your doctor to shut up. You know in the future we're going to have AI legs?
You know what that means? Like CGI legs?
I mean, remember they couldn't do AI legs in Metaverse.
No. You're thinking of VR legs. I'm saying AI legs.
Oh. What's that?
You type in legs on a thing.
Yeah. You go to ChatGPT, type in legs.
Something like that.
And it builds you legs.
Builds you legs, yeah.
That sounds all right.
I think you can only read the legs, I think.
Yeah.
Well, so tell your doctor about that.
Do you know about AI leg? There's a guy in the elevator with me who didn't have no legs, like Lieutenant Dan.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I said, ice cream? He did not laugh.
Oh.
I said, ice cream? And he goes, nuh-uh.
Does he not have a sense of humor?
He must not have. No, but he didn't have no legs, and he had two fake legs on him. Mm-hmm. He's getting around great. He really was.
So you're thinking about maybe just cutting him
chop
off?
It,
what? What do they tell? You can have a peg leg, though, because this is one knee. It's not
like
both
a pirate?
Legs. Yeah.
So you just have the one bad knee? Or
hope so.
Is it your
right
helmet?
Knee?
Right. Oh, boy.
It's my flicker.
And it's the one that you've already had surgery on?
I've had two surgeries on it.
What the hell?
Wait, so you have to get a whole knee replaced?
Half of it.
Well, I'm sure this is the cost of a car, probably.
I got insurance.
Then, do you only do a deductible after that?
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm so confused by all that
shit. You have to meet your deductible. So insurance is fucked, right? So I last year spent $6,000 in medical bills. And uh-huh. I thought, well, it's okay because I'm going to write all this. I'm going to file a claim and the insurance will cover
back,
it.
Yeah.
Turns out my deductible with my old insurance is $14,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what costs 14? Who's got $14,000 in medical bills every year?
That's like a lower half replacement from fucking belly button down. Replace that.
Yeah.
That's what should cost $14,000.
I was talking to the insurance lady and she was like almost laughing, like, I know, it's crazy. You're fucked, pal. And I got different insurance.
Yeah.
Now I think I'm all right, but either way, I'm not doing it. I'm just going to be hobbling around. I can't. What? I got a life.
You do have a life.
So the
what's like the recovery?
The recovery is 3 weeks, not a lick of weight on my knee. Can't put any weight on it. Mm-hmm. 3 months. By the third month, I can begin to walk without assistance.
So you're like on crutches this entire time?
By the 6 months, I can begin to like just sort of walk normally.
Mm-hmm.
And by a year, I'm back.
You're back full, ready to go.
Yeah, 10 months, I can, like, jog, I think, but I can't.
But why would you do that now? Why don't you just do that surgery when it, like, comes time to do the surgery? Like, when you're going to start losing ability to walk, why don't you just do the surgery then?
Well, that's what I want to say to him is, like, dude, I'm, like, fine if this is the pain I'm in and I just feel weird forever. I'm going to be all right with that. I'd rather that than have a year-long recovery.
Yeah, you're experiencing pain right now is what you're telling us.
I feel pain. I feel I can't straighten my knee anymore. My knee is pretty swollen all the time.
Oh.
And every now and again, it sort of goes out on me. But I'd rather that than have a year-long surgery.
Yeah.
So we'll see. How is this? This is gonna sounds like it's going to interrupt your life dream of board sliding Hollywood High.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
You don't think you'll get to do that now?
No.
Damn. Can you...
You should sue the doctor for that.
Do you feel comfortable skating now, or do you...
Yeah. I don't ever feel comfortable, but mm-hmm. I feel fine.
Just because there's so many little boys around you is why you don't feel comfortable.
These little shirtless boys bouncing around, smoking cigs, and I'm talking to them like it's normal.
Do the skateboard boys... They still smoke?
These children?
Yeah.
Well, I just brought a list of, and it looks
like
he
doesn't know.
400 questions.
I was just curious because I didn't.
Those. Wait, you're telling me these like shirtless boys? Like,
the second question is, where are they right now?
Yeah.
I was just curious. I didn't think any kids smoked anymore.
Dude, yes. It's the coolest thing you could ever do. Yeah. Kids should fucking smoke. Like, what do you do? I wish I would have smoked when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's cool as hell. You get it out of the way. And then you turn 23 and you're like, I don't want to do this shit no more.
Sometimes you just continue doing it, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare.
My dad started at 15 and he's still going.
I think it's pretty common to be just continue smoking.
All right. Cool.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, great podcast, Rod. Jesus Christ with this guy. Can you believe this guy?
The cameras, you didn't even.
Is the cameras right there?
Jesus Christ, this guy.
Oh.
Can you believe this guy?
So, after that...
Have I ever done that voice? Can you believe this guy?
Kind of sounds like...
Can you do it? Can you believe this guy? Rod?
No.
Rod, try it.
I can't do it.
Can you believe this guy?
So, what's the doctor...
Like? It's like a little puppet or something.
It sounds like one of the...
Sounds like a...
Huey Dewey or Louie.
Okay.
So, when the doctor told you this, where you're like, okay... And then you just walked out and just go, I guess I'm never coming back here.
No, he said you got to get an MRI and see me a couple days after that.
That's Mr. Idiot has to get involved.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. So when's the MRI?
Next Thursday. If people are mad at me for saying kids should smoke cigs, I don't care. This is the new me.
I would save your energy.
Yeah, because I don't care about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. If I had a kid,
yeah.
And the kid was like, "Dad, I want to smoke," I'd be like, "Don't do that shit
red
around me."
Red or blues is what you say.
Do that shit in private.
Yeah. Keep
hide from the adults. Get it out of your system and don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah.
Like, don't spend your whole day with your friends trying to find a cigarette. That was the annoying thing for me growing up, not doing drugs. Or drinking is how you would spend a whole weekend with your friends, and all they wanted to do was find weed mm-hmm. or alcohol, and sometimes they wouldn't, and so you would just waste the fucking weekend.
Yeah, it'd just be a waste of time.
How many times I had to go around looking for refries?
Yeah,
with Jer. I mean, I didn't smoke them, but I was like, Yeah, I mean, one time he was staying out at my place, and he was like, hey, dude, there's a fucking golf course down the street. Let's go get some refries. And I'm like, dude, it's like 3 in the morning. What are you doing?
I've never heard of refries until you guys told me that your friends would go and do that.
Because we're from a badass town where kids do fucked up stuff.
Yeah.
And they're awesome for it.
I just didn't realize that was a thing that anyone ever did.
Because they didn't do that in Beverly Hills.
No, yeah, not
because their mommies and their daddies probably bought them fucking cigarettes made out of crystals.
Yeah, they probably got Benson and Hedges.
What's that?
Just a kind of brand of cigarette.
See, of course we didn't know that.
Just like a fancy brand of cigarette.
I know fucking Virginia Slims.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we saw a movie?
Yeah, we did. Sick of talking about movies, to be honest. Yeah, movies are back. We saw Terminator 2 in the theater.
Yeah.
Movies are back. You know about this movie?
Yeah.
You know about T2?
I've heard about it. Pretty cool stuff.
We saw it at the new Vidiot's Theater, which is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
They have a front row that's the best seat in the house.
Oh, fucking. Really? I would fucking watch your mouth, dude. I don't know if that
what's so good about
needs
it?
To get out there.
Well, people are conditioned not to sit in the front row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But these rows don't start until further back.
Right. So that's like.
The front row is like dynamite.
That was like the arc light.
Yeah. See, it's kind of the best seat in the house, especially for T2. Mm-hmm. And we saw the 3D, un-3D'd version. I think they just played it off of a DVD or something.
They made it 3D.
Dude, it was crisp. It was a crisp DCP that these guys were running.
Yeah. They made it 3D and then they made it un-3D?
Well, yeah, it was like so
this movie
had to get
has
like
been
an archival
to 3D.
They had to get an archival print because they're not making a new print.
Uh-huh.
And the most recent showing was in 3D.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a 3D fucking projector, which has shown two things at once, you get to show just one channel, and it just so, you know, because these DCPs or whatever they use exist, and they just have to get them.
Yeah. Something I was thinking about is, and the marketing of T2.
Yeah.
You didn't know that Arnold Schwarzenegger was the bad guy, the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck! Imagine.
Yeah.
Watching that movie. And not know, because I saw that before I saw the
other one. Yeah, I knew T2 as a kid. I watched that many times before I watched the first one.
Imagine you see the first one, you love it.
I remember seeing the second one and then seeing the first one going like, why are they running away from him?
Yeah, he's the nice, coolest guy you've ever seen in your life.
He rocks. I love him. I love my guy.
So my man puts on his whole leather outfit and mm-hmm. runs around. You think he's going to shoot... I don't know.
Especially maybe. That first scene when he comes in and he's like...
He's got the...
He has the gun and
the rose box.
And the cop is kind of coming after the boy.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
But also, the cop seems so evil right out of the gate. Who knows who's actually fallen for it?
Mm-hmm.
I went to see T2 with my dad when I was like 3. And it was sold out.
How do you
remember
this?
I
remember
it being sold out.
You can't remember this.
Can't remember this. Someone told you a story.
Someone told me
I think
a story
you
formed
a memory. Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, but keep going.
That's all and then I would rent it every other week.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But yeah, definitely a big, just a great twist. Just unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Where's that lava plant? You know, we live in L.A. That movie
it's off the 5.
Is it really?
That's what it looks like, dude. Oh, no, the really, 405, 405. Sorry,
is there really
sorry,
a lava
sorry,
plant?
Sorry,
no
sorry,
way.
Sorry. It's like
plant.
South of like Long Beach, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's like kind of in Pedro or something.
Whenever I watch the movie and I see them going there, it feels like they are in Long Beach or like they're near there. And the only thing I remember is that little plant that's there. And I naturally assume in there they're making lava.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they can resell the lava to all people who want lava.
Oh, they have to make lava for the movies, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that was cool.
You ever been to something? You ever been around something that hot before? Just lava out and about?
I don't know if I've ever seen lava in real life.
I haven't either.
No.
Interesting. We should try.
We should go see some lava.
We should try to go see lava?
This year.
For what?
Where at?
I don't know. Touch it or something.
Now we have to go and find lava?
Yeah.
I'll burn my
hand.
And
I dare Rod to touch it. Rod, I'll give you $100,000 to touch some lava.
Okay.
I would lose a finger for lava.
100 grand?
For 100 grand.
No, you wouldn't, dude.
Pinky right here? I never use this pinky. Never.
A pinky right in the lava?
Well, remember, think about the last time you used your right pinky. Just think about
My right pinky?
I mean, me and Whit, we play guitar, so our left pinky gets used sometimes.
Right.
But a right pinky?
I use my left pinky all the time.
Yeah.
No, I ain't that good at guitar. Go like this. I don't know if lava is, like, real.
Yeah, I mean.
You don't believe in lava?
I've seen it on film, but, you know, I've seen a lot of shit on film.
It's like a thing in cartoons.
Yeah.
I believe in it.
It's like a big thing of quicksand. You've never seen that. And I know this is well-trotted territory here. People talking about what they expected quicksand to be like in their adult life. But you never see a big thing of quicksand.
Never.
Just hanging out.
Nah. But so Terminator 2 is good. I mean,
yeah, there's nothing really to say about it. It's a great film.
It's damn good.
What's your favorite part?
Fuck, dude. What is my favorite? It's just scene to scene.
I know your favorite part, dude.
What?
Your favorite part is when they go to that little desert town, and
that's a baby getting picked up by the overalls.
Yep,
that's funny.
That and when they're teaching high fives.
He teaches them the high five, yeah.
Love that.
No, for a fact, that's your favorite scene.
I like this.
I mean, I kind of...
It's good stuff with the thumbs up.
I kind of really do love where he realizes that the Terminator has to do everything he says. And those two guys come, and they're jocks.
Yeah.
That's a great scene. I mean, every scene is just sick as fuck, dude. It's so good.
Remember the third movie? We saw that in theaters, dude.
I didn't see that.
Didn't
Which
we see...
The third one...
I never saw... I tried to watch that once, but I didn't
I've seen...
It.
I saw it in the theater.
I've seen a lot of these movies.
I don't know. Maybe I was just with
Remember
Rod
the Christian Bale one?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I saw that in theaters. Probably with you.
Yeah, I saw that in the theater.
The Nick G one.
Yeah. That was kind of disappointing, right?
Yeah.
What was the third one? What's the plot of it?
I didn't look it up.
How does he keep coming... This is why these the sequels are no good. It just, like, let that shit end. There's nothing.
I think what happens is it just gets, like, pushed. So
Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
But then that means so every sequel you're just like, well, he's just going to come back again.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, it sucks because they've never made a good sequel.
This came out when we were in high school.
There's, like, one that came out kind of the most recent one where it starts again in the 80s. It starts with the beginning of T1, and then they come in and like hit the first Terminator with a car and kill it, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger is old as an old Terminator.
Uh-huh. But then there was another one where the main Sarah Connor's back, like Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of that movie,
or is that the TV show?
It's the movie. Edward Furlong and her, right after the end of T2, and another Terminator comes and kills Edward Furlong. And that's how you open the movie, and you go, well, I'm out. I'm fucking out. That sucked.
Oh, and T3 also has a girl Terminator.
T2's for... It's like, fuck, that's the end.
That's the end for you?
Yeah, all of the other ones suck shit from a toilet.
Wait. Okay, so the
Civil Dead 2 is on. It's greenlit.
Yeah, it's greenlit. Jonathan Mostow directed the third one, and I'm like, who is this? And he hasn't done that many movies, and I was looking up the movie that he did. I mean, he didn't do much movies before Terminator 3, or really after. And I'm like, well, what made him do this movie? I don't know why. And then I looked at his movie beforehand. Is U-571 is the movie beforehand. And look at the poster. Completely underwater.
Oh, yeah.
And I know for a fact.
It's a submarine movie?
Fucking James Cameron is a real fucking sicko for water shit.
Uh-huh.
Man, if we fucking made a fucking movie that takes place majority underwater, we would be directing Terminator 6.
You think that you could be on James Cameron's level on radar if you guys made an underwater
literally
movie?
Literally.
Okay, how about this? Civil Dead 2, you get killed in the water. You have to become a water ghost.
Yeah. Okay.
And you haunt.
I like how you're saying this, like, and we haven't already written this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's true.
I like a water ghost, and they have to haunt a submarine.
They have to haunt.
Maybe they have to haunt
a crab.
Maybe they haunt one of James Cameron's submarines.
Have y'all ever been pinched by a crab?
No,
I have once.
I think I have, but I don't have a clear memory.
Didn't hurt that bad at all.
Well, you still stomped
just
on it?
Just a little guy, or what?
Fuck you! I stomped on that little fucker. No, I mean, I've been electrocuted by a little water, what are they, skate?
Eels?
Electric eel?
I think it's called a skate. It's not an eel.
I don't know what that is. What's it look like?
I don't know. It's like, looks the same color as the sand.
But it's electrocuted you.
Like, oh, dude, there was a Terminator recently, dude. 2019, Terminator Dark Fate.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
What the fuck?
It sucked. And it's all, it's blue.
Watch your mouth. Come on.
It's blue.
Well, that's, this is the era of the blue movie.
Is it?
I guess it kind of, that was the old
era.
There was
like a green movie time period. Yeah. And blue movie time period. Yeah. I don't fucking. Movies are back.
Orange movie?
Movies are back. Yeah, I guess orange.
Orange is kind of a popular movie color.
Terminator 2, man. That's good shit. And the DVD selection at Vidiot's is popping off. I'm gonna start renting DVDs because I can't watch movies right now. I can't do it.
What do you mean?
I just can't do it.
But you can rent DVDs.
Well, I thought maybe if I rent a DVD,
you'll feel more
I'll
pressure
be forced
to
watch it.
Yeah. I guess I get that.
And I'm gonna turn. I'm gonna like make a little bit more of a proper screening area.
Because in your office or downstairs?
In my office.
You put a movie on. On Netflix or whatever, and you say, I don't care about this.
Yeah, but there's also, it's...
Imagine if we
all
turn...
that these streaming services do is say, like, you don't have to watch this, but you should click on it for a second.
Yeah, check it out.
When's the last time you busted out Netflix that wasn't, like, Tim Robinson related?
Not, never. I never go to Netflix. I'm never looking at Netflix.
I'm a Max guy.
I'm a Max guy, too.
That's the one to watch.
I'm a Max guy, too.
Yeah. Clay, what were you about to say? Imagine if you
painted your whole office black.
Sick.
Blacked out the window.
Yeah.
Put a projector in it. Mm-hmm. And just had one tier, like an upper tier and a lower tier of seating.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe like, I don't know, 8 seats max.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not painting. And then you carpet the fucking place with movie carpet. Movie theater.
You get
carpet.
The low-rise carpet. Yeah.
There's a little triangle stuff and shit. And
so you can't see the
wigglies.
You
and
can't see how dirty it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty. You're gonna hate this, Clay. I'm gonna get some beanbag chairs.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking kill you once this.
Because we got the couch in there already. So. Kill me though.
That makes sense though.
You really don't want me to kill you?
You don't
please
have to
don't kill me.
You don't have to sit on a beanbag chair.
Well, just like people getting up and people get stuck in them too, and then you have to hear them like, "Oh, I can't get up."
Was 2019 the last year where we were like, "Movies are back for real"?
What movies came out that year?
Was that Parasite?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
Parasite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was The Irishman that year?
Yeah, I think so.
They were back, dude.
Fully back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought they were.
Remember
back.
The year of Gone Girl and fucking Birdman and.
I what watched year was that? Gone Girl again the other day.
Love Gone Girl
on an airplane. It's sick.
It's a Gone good movie. Girl is
so I hated bad, it. Man. Or I didn't like it when I first saw it.
Oh really?
Because I wasn't appreciating the filmmaking of it. I was just thinking, well, where's that wife? She's like probably ran away somewhere the whole time. I had no idea that it was supposed to be a twist that she's not dead.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. And then I watched it again, knowing that that's not really that big of a deal.
Remember that clip that went viral where It was from the commentary where David Fincher said he was mad at Ben Affleck for not
wearing the Yankees hat.
You know what I'm thinking now?
What?
I think that's a prank.
I think so too.
I think he's just pranking his pal.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I never thought of that. But now when I listen to it again, I go, "Oh, they're probably really close friends," and he's just like
goofing on him. Yeah, because you listen to Ben Affleck in interviews, he's a really smart guy.
Yeah, he's really funny.
He ain't dicking around like that. He's a proper movie star. I love him. I love him to death.
You ever like watch a movie like Hail Caesar that's like totally, it glamorizes the whole Hollywood system?
Mm.
I still feel that way. I still feel that way about Ben Affleck, where I feel like he's just like he's just a good old American movie man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
he's making studio films and he's like being a movie star and all that.
Yeah.
But he makes good stuff and he cares a lot about his work.
Yep.
Because I think a lot of movie stars now too are like, they do one A24 film. And then they fucking slack off and do a bunch of garbage. I did good.
Well, we were trying to figure that out, me and a buddy the other day. Is like, who is the last movie star? Like, real
Who's
movie
the last,
star?
Like, Paul Newman type guy who's just, like, cared about the craft and...
Just a person who became massively famous and could carry a movie, and it wasn't just a meme or a person someone thinks is hot. Was it Emma Stone or Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, maybe.
Which is like 2010-ish,
mm-hmm.
around there. I know there's like Jonah Hill.
But is he a movie star?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't think Jonah Hill's a movie star?
I don't feel like I'd go see a movie because Jonah Hill was in it.
Oh, I would.
I would.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't
see that one. Yeah, I didn't see that Netflix one. I mean, I would see.
A Netflix movie is kind of...
I rewatched a fucking Wolf of Wall Street. That's some fucking cinema. Dude.
That's great. Yeah. So is it? It's one of those people, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, those are the last people, and that
someone
was over
from
10
the cast
years
of Superbad.
A lot of the cast of Superbad. I bet you Jennifer Lawrence was in the running to be in Superbad. Fuck, dude. I wonder if
who's
it'll
the
ever go back.
Who's the next Paul Newman? You have a movie where you have to. Have a Paul Newman type.
Well, you know, the closest we got probably is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Like, just he's there's no up. Actor around anymore who's new, who it's just based on charisma and charm, and like you're just in.
Mm-hmm. Everyone who's like that has been around basically for
since early 2000s.
Yeah.
At the latest.
A lot of people even from the 90s are still...
Yeah.
Criterion has a new thing about method acting. Like, they have a whole, like, collection of films around actors who do method acting and come from a school of acting where they're taught, like, a really specific way. And then you have, like... People talk about it in the special features. Ethan Hawke and the guy from Full Metal Jacket. Mm-hmm. And you're like, every documentary about an actor that you would see always started them in New York in a fucking New York theater scene where they're trying to do weird experimental stuff, and then it just led them into like American independent films, which led them into whatever. Mm-hmm. Now it's everyone doing a fucking web series and they're just desperate for 10 years. And
well, now you got to do, no offense to, I guess no offense to myself, but you have to do a... You have to be a stand-up comedian, do a podcast, make your own videos, direct your own movie about your life. You have to exploit every unique thing about you that people could potentially latch on to.
Yeah.
Or you'd be a little weird fucker and get cast in an A24 film.
Like, who's an example of that?
Like, the fucking weird-looking Scottish guy, or... Irish or whatever.
Barry Keoghan. Keegan.
And just being a weird little fucker.
Yeah.
And then now after being in one of those movies, you're in like four or five more of them, and then you get to be fucking a superhero or something. Was he ever a superhero?
He's been Joker. He's Joker. And Eternals.
And he was in Eternals. That's right.
Yeah. So you can go two routes. You can go one route where you're like posting all the time.
Well, there's another route.
What?
No.
You have a famous parent.
Right.
And that's one of the top routes you can take.
Actually, that's probably the most.
That's the number one.
Yeah, you have that route, and you can be.
Sometimes it's crazy. My dad's Jonah Hill, and I get nothing from it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Sometimes I was gonna say. Sometimes I wish my mom was a celebrity. Mm-hmm. If my mom was alive and a celebrity, fucking, or just a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. I wish my mom was still. I wish my mom was 10 feet tall, and then she could pick me up and throw me around.
In a fun way.
Yeah, like into a pool or something.
I think
something.
If your mom was 10 feet tall, she'd be famous.
Or like 30 feet tall, and then she could put you on top of her head and walk to two steps, and you're already in another
city. Your 30-foot tall mom, she'd be the most famous person in the world.
Yeah.
She could be.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Remember getting thrown around in a pool as a kid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
God, you get in there with your dad, and you go, fucking, dear Lord.
Toss me.
Dear Lord, let my dad toss me right now.
How high can I'm going to help my dad toss me real high.
You're in the air for hours.
Yeah.
And then you start to hit the water and your little toes are kicking the top of the water.
And then you see him throw someone else and it looks like he barely even threw them. Yeah. And he's like, is that what's happening to me?
No, I got higher than that.
No, I'm going way higher than that.
He almost threw me out of the pool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what do you give Terminator 2?
10 out of 10. Easy.
Right, yeah, Terminator 2. Well, that's a perfect movie. That's an easy 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And Clay?
I would say 10 out of 10.
Okay. Is that the whole podcast?
Yeah, you got stuff to promote?
You're doing a show in a couple hours.
I don't know. In 2 hours. If anybody
a sold out show in 2 hours. If anyone wants to come.
Clay, do you have anything to promote?
We got Civil Dead's on Showtime on the 17th game.
Oh, yeah.
So.
If you're in L.A., we're doing three shows at Permanent Records, July 9th, 16th, and 23rd.
Yeah.
Or I'm doing them, but Clay will be there.
Oh, yeah.
In the band.
I'll probably be there, too.
I put a new guitar together.
Out. Ooh, Clay's going to play his new guitar.
It's not a new guitar. It's an old guitar that I've been throwing around and disrespecting for a long time, and then I finally like fixed it all up.
It's going to be great.
This guitar thing is fucking ruining my life. My YouTube's all guitar shit now, and I need to
stop. That's great, though. That's what you want.
Yeah, guitar shit seems good.
No, I want Mr. Hanpei, dude.
All you gotta do is go like two Mr. Hanpei videos.
More gambling stuff doesn't seem like a great...
Well, it doesn't... I never like feel like I want to go gambling. I just like watching it. I like the story of, you know, gambling.
It tells a beautiful story. It does. I think that's the end of the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, thank y'all for listening.
All right, bye, gang.
Bye.